Okay, off the page, Reish Yud Ches, Simin Shin Samach Beis Seif Yud. Shin Samach Beis Seif Yud, page Reish Yud Ches. Also Tzuras HaPesach, Afilu Perzo Yisir Be'eser Mutter. Now we discuss the rules of creating a Tzuras HaPesach. So we learned yesterday we have a courtyard. In the courtyard, let's assume now for the sake of simplicity, the courtyard is Oymed Merube. There is more solid material in the courtyard than open area. So we're in business, and we learn whether you want to learn whether you want to combine the solid material on all four sides, or you only want to focus on the solid material of one of the four sides. That is irrelevant for the purpose of what we need now. But let's assume that halachically we're in business. We have a courtyard that has more oymed than parts. Problem: there are breaches in the wall that are more than 10 amos. So we have learned that a breach more up to 10 amos can be considered a Pesach, but when it's more than 10 amos, it cannot be considered a Pesach. It is a breach, and we have a problem. So what is the solution? Here is Sif Yud. Imos Tzuras HaPesach. Afilu Lepirtzo Yisir Me'eser Mutu. It's permitted. And what is called Tzuras HaPesach? Afilu Noach. Tzuras HaPesach literally means you put two posts. A post on the left, a post on the right, and you put something on top. That is what is called a Tzuras, the form of an opening, a doorway. Now, and that works even if it's more than 10 amos wide. What is called a halachic tzuras haPesach? It need not be solid beams. Ve'afilu lo noatz ela arba. Now, here it says the Mechaber something which is absolutely fascinating, and this is really the head of all of the modern day eruvim in suburban areas. Ve'afilu lo noatz ela arba kun de simbi arba ruchos. This is one of the most important Mechabers that we're going to learn in Chelik. And Chelik Dalet. Even if you only insert into the ground four poles, Biarba Ruchos and four sides, Vias Tzuras HaPesach Al Gabim, and you put a string on top, Mutter, that is permitted. Unbelievable. So you can go out into the country, you go out somewhere, just stick four poles in the ground, and you are completely enclosed, you are in business. Unbelievable. But didn't we just spend a whole day yesterday discussing the law of Oymed Merube? You have to have more solid material than you have open area? That yes, that is correct when you don't have a Tzuras HaPesach. If you want to create a Rishus HaYochel with real walls, so you need real walls, and the real walls have to be Oymed Merube. But if you don't want to use real walls, you want to have doorways, you want to create doorways, you can create four doorways, four poles, and have something on top, even a string is enough, and you now have four doorways, and that's equivalent to having four walls. The Hanimili, when is this true? Bechatzer umavui sheyesh b'chem doyorin, where you're in a courtyard or in a mavi where people are living. The only time that this eitz of having a tzuras haPesach works is where there are actually people living inside the four poles. However, aval b'bikol loy mahani b'shakol haruchais on all four sides al yidei tzuras haPesach. However, when you're living out in the Bikah, and the area is being enclosed not for the purpose of living, like the Karfef, remember the Karfef, the whole situation where you're trying to create an enclosure and no one's living there, you just want to use an enclosure, you want to come there on Shabbos, you want to play there, you want to go there and you have things that are in storage, and on Shabbos you want to come there and be able to carry more than Dalai Lamas, and the way you're going to create an area in that section is by creating four poles, creating a quadruple Tzuras HaPesach, it does not work. You have to actually be living inside the area that you are enclosing with your Tzuras HaPesach to be allowed to carry more than Dalid Amos. Now, along comes this next line, and this next line is a very big problem for all of us here in this room. The next line is Uli HaRambam. According to the Rambam, Ein Tzuras HaPesach Moyel Lepirtzo Yoyser Me'eser Ela Imkein Oymed Merube Al HaParutz. Okay? So the Rambam says, nothing doing. You want to make an Erev in a bungalow colony. A bungalow colony, and you have a couple of houses, a couple of bungalows, and you want to go, yeah, whatever, you have a whole large area, and you want to go make a Tzuras HaPesach? No. You have to have real walls. You have to have real walls surrounding the area that you want to enclose. You don't have to be completely closed. Most of the perimeter must be oymed. right? Make a calculation. Okay, the third wall, let's not get into the technical details of the third wall, the fourth wall, because you really only need to have three walls. So let's only focus on three walls. Three walls must be oimed merubeh. There must be more solid material on three walls than open area. And you could have a couple of breaches if you want. The breaches can serve as a Pesach. If you have a breach that's more than 10 amos, so you can close it off by putting up a Tzuras HaPesach. But to go out and make an enclosure with just a quadruple Tzuras HaPesach, like it's done today, wherever you go, outside of a city you go, and you have a quadruple Tzuras HaPesach, nothing doing. Ula HaRambam, you cannot make a Tzuras HaPesach if it's for a breach that's more than 10. Ela im kain, unless you calculate the perimeter. Oimed merube al haparutz. The yozmahani, that will work even afilu bebika b'cholaruchos, that will work even in the bika, even if the place is being closed for living purposes, even if it's being closed for storage purposes. So the question now is, what do we do? What do we do with Zmanas? How come Zmanas was so... We have Machlokes, the Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber says, you can have it all over. The Rambam is Machnas. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, you got to see this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah over here says, Nuntes, if cut Nuntes, El Imkein Oimed, V'nochoin Lochosh Ledivrei HaRambam. It's proper to follow, to take into consideration the opinion of the Rambam, Shagam Das Hasmag Vahasmak, who came, that is the opinion of the Sefer Mitzvah Skedolos, Sefer Mitzvah Skatanos, who came, they hold that that's the Iker. So we're in trouble. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, V'nochon Lochosh. Now he doesn't say, V'nochon Lochosh means, doesn't mean you mamish have to follow. It means you should consider. Consider. It's a different expression. It doesn't mean this is the halacha and I feel it with the evidence. Nochon lochosh. Correct. The escape clause. Now, let's turn back. I do not know. I didn't prepare that well. But let's turn back. Let me show you something very interesting. Let me show you something that's really interesting. Let me find the place first. And I'll tell you the simon in one moment.
Today we don't hold back.
Well, the Mishnah Berurah, you can't ignore the Mishnah Berurah when it says Sivyesh Lachash. But I'm going to show you something interesting. The Mishnah Berurah himself says that basically we don't follow the Rambam. Okay, let me show you where it is. Better find it. Here it is. It is page Reish Aleph. Page Reish Aleph. It's the end of Simin Shin Mem Vav. Okay. Okay, all the way back. Once upon a time, we actually learned this. In those days, we used to read every word of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah first, let's see. Vimchim Began Kosvataz. Okay. Basically, I'm going to read for you the Ber Halach, but I have to just find it. Haboltim lefnei haPesach.
Yeah, it's in the middle of
Boitim,
about 4 lines down.
Means around. Right, exactly. That's in the Ber Halach. But I first want to see the Mishnah. But before we do that, I want to see the Ber Halach. I want to describe you what's going on here in this case. Okay, let's read the Machad. Let's go to the Ramah. Let's just go through very, very. Page Reish Aleph. Simon Shin Mem Vav. Reish Aleph in the Ramah. The second line from the top. The second, we have also pictures that illustrate. If you look on the right side, you right away see we have a picture where we have four poles. Right? You don't have over there real walls. We have one real wall. Again, page Reish Aleph. In the Ramah, it says, V'chein begagin shilon, our roofs. Haboltim lifnei habatim, dinam kirishus shalifnehem. So he's telling us a chumrah that if you have an area, a roof, you have an area like, let's say look on the right side. On the right side, you see all of these pictures. What status does the area beneath have? So generally speaking, that area has the status of the street. If the street is the rishus harabim, then the area underneath the awning is a Rishus Harab. If the area in the street is a Carmelis, the area underneath the awning is a Carmelis. That's the general rule. However, there's a way to rectify the situation. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. Okay, this in here we have a situation where we have a roof, we have an awning, very common. You come out of your home and there's an awning. The question is, what status does the awning have? Madina. Are you allowed to carry an object that's underneath the awning into your home? So the harbe toimlem, many people make a mistake and think that as long as you are beneath the awning, you are in a rishus hayachid, right? Pitikra yored v'soysem. And we learn no such thing. You only say pitikra yored v'soysem on a maximum of two adjacent walls. You don't say pitikra yored v'soysem on three walls. V'harbe toimlem ar tikra haboyle l'rochav yored v'soysem. V'hove ki'ilu bonoy ad l'matom aretz. Right, that's what many people say. You come out of your house and there is an awning. As long as you have the awning, you're okay. That's a mistake. Over here, it says explicitly in the Ramah that an area that does not have four walls, that is adjacent to a Rishus Saram or to a Carmelis, has the status of the Rishus Saram or the Carmelis. So it's no good. You're not allowed to carry from beneath the awning into your home. Umati kunam. So what then should you do? How then can you make the awning underneath your home into a Rishus Hayachid? Simple. Just put up four poles. Because typically these awnings do not have four poles. Right? When you come out of your house, especially today, with all the modern day building materials, you don't have to have poles. Everything is so strong. You have something which comes out, even these massive, heavy pieces of glass. Poles coming down. Let's say you just have an awning. In some case, you come out of your home and there's an awning, a flat awning. If the awning's on a slope, it's for sure no good. Because a slope, you don't say pitik or yod, you say something which is on an angle. You only say pitik or yod, you say something which is flat. But you don't say pitik on all four sides. You only say pitik on the most of two sides. So if you have something which comes, an awning which comes out of your home, and you want to carry from underneath the awning into your home, you're not allowed to. That's exactly what it says here in the Ramah. That the area underneath the awning has the same status as the area in the street. The streets are shram, so the area under the awning is a rishus shram. If the area in the street is a kamalus, so the area under the awning is a kamalus. So what then should you do to make the awning into a rishus? So it says here, the last small line of the Mishnah Berurah, Im yesh livlita sagag amudim letzad harochayv yamin michuvin kenegdam gam konim letzad abotim. Just make sure you have four konim, like you see in the picture on the right side. See, the picture on the top is no good. Picture on the top, you only have two poles. Picture on the top, you have the awning which comes out and you have two poles. So that's not called a tzuras, that's called a tzuras apesa only for one side. You have the back wall and you have the front wall, but you don't have two walls on the side. All you need to do is put two konim, like in the picture below, where picture 25 on the right side, insert two konim along the edge of your wall, and now you basically have a triple tzuras apesach. The yel legag shalem din tzuras apesach v'nimsa sheyesh tzuras apesach mikol hashloisha tzedadim. What in the world is this Mishnah Berurah saying? Didn't we just learn one moment ago that in the Mishnah Berurah himself paskins v'nochon lochosh ledivrei harambam, you may not have a triple tzuras apesach or a quadruple tzuras apesach because you must have at least oimed meruba al haparutz. And here he contradicts himself and says that you're allowed to have a triple tzuras apesach in order to make this into a rishus hayachid. V'im heim shol botim ram. Then he goes on to say that if you have any botim, he goes on to explain another situation, which is the picture on the bottom, which we don't have to read inside. So l'choy, we have a very, very big contradiction between the two Mishnah Berurahs. So, and I would just think on my own, there's a very big nafkamin. The very big difference is that here you have a roof. When you have a roof, maybe that's more of a leniency. Like we have a halacha of a rishus. But once you have a roof, you have a flat roof, it's no longer called a Rishus Harabin, because it's not similar to the way it was in the Midbar. In the Midbar there was no roof. A roof is, so maybe when you have a roof, maybe then you can be lenient, even according to the Rambam, and you're allowed to have a triple Tzuras HaPesach.
Like what they have these apartment houses,
yeah,
that have, you come out of it.
Right, right.
It's called a parapet.
Fine, all the year. Almost every today, that's
you
how.
Marry under
no, you can't. That's exactly what it says here.
If you put the poles, some of the
oh,
poles.
Four poles.
In the middle.
You have to have four poles, like in this picture.
They have to be at the corners?
They have to be, yes. I mean, yes. Yes, they have to be at the corner, because otherwise it's not going to go to Kara. Yeah, that's what it's simple. I'm not exactly sure that the corner is mamish, but yeah, pretty much you have to have four poles. Two poles are not enough. Exactly what it says. This is exactly how he starts with Harbe Toim. Many people make a mistake. They make this error and assume that once you have an ornament that comes out of your home, being that it's an extension of your home, it's like the Choyrei Rishus HaYachid. No such thing. If you have an area and there are two Rishus that are competing, the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYachid, the Rishus HaRabim wins. This area underneath the awning is attached to the Rishus HaRabim. It's Osir. And even if there's an awning, we do not say pitik or yorid v'soysem. You have to rectify it. And how does he suggest the rectification of Mishnah Berurah? By creating four poles to make a triple Tzuras HaPesach. Problem is, we just learned one moment ago that we were holding that the Rambam says you cannot create a Rishus HaYachid with a triple Tzuras HaPesach. The only time you can use a Tzuras HaPesach is only when you at least have Oymeid Merubeh. There is more solid material than open material. You have a problem in that you have a period somewhere along the perimeter that's more than 10 Amos. So for that opening, you can rectify with the Tzuras HaPesach. But to create a Rishus HaYachid with a quadruple Tzuras HaPesach, no way. That's off. That's totally off. And the Mishnah Berurah says, that's right. And here the Mishnah Berurah himself comes along and says, so how? What are you going to do? Everyone makes this mistake. They come out of their home, they're underneath an awning, and they want to go take in from underneath the awning. Someone dropped off the paper, even though you shouldn't have the paper delivered on Shabbos, but someone delivered the paper to your house before Shabbos underneath the awning, won't take it into the house, and they take it into the house, because there's an awning on top of me, no such thing, the awning is nothing, you have to make four poles. Four poles is the solution. Four poles, the triple tzuras of Pesach. That's not a solution according to the Rambam. Okay, so let's look in the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha, where it says, Ha'boltim u'tnei botim, it is five lines from the top. Ayin Mishnah Berurah, Masha kasavnu b'shem ha'achroinim, tikun li'in zeh, what the solution is? Four poles. She'yaseh tzuras ha'pesach mikol ha'shosh ha'stodim. Oh, how could I possibly believe Yav sh'datas b'simen shin samachei kosav de'afilu tzuras ha'pesach lo'im ha'anim b'zeh? You can't do that. And why? Mishum de choshash ledas harambam. Ah, the Rambam says you can't do this. Hamuva besimin shin samach beis sifil. We just learned that. However, look what he says here. This is one of the most important Mishnah Berurahs in the entire Chelek Dalet. This is the most nogi halacha lemais of anything that is in the whole Sefer Dalet L'Chayra. Kol ho acharonim. All of the acharonim. Yeah, that's a powerful word. Kol, which includes Ha'el Yerabo, B'Shem Machane, Azaria, the, I forgot what that stands for, and the Graz, the Chaya Adam, Hetiku Ledino, Lehokel, to be lenient, Kehamogin Avram, the Habes Meir, Kehamogin Avram, that Mogin Avram says we don't follow the Rambam. All of the Achroinim tell us that we can be lenient.
So we stand there for the Magen Avraham.
Correct. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says it. And not the Mishnah Berurah in the Be'er Halacha says it. He gives contradiction. And not really a contradiction. In the Mishnah Berurah he says, Nochoin, it is correct, Lochoish, to be concerned. That's not a very powerful, I mean, it's not an absolute statement. To be concerned. You should take into consideration, Lochoish Ledas Haram, Lochoish. However, here in the Be'er Halacha, back all the way in Shin Simon Shin Membav, he says, Kol ho acharoinim, hitiku ledino lehokel. You can be lenient. Ki amogin avram, you don't need to have oimed merubeh. It's enough to have four poles and put up a string on top, and you can make an eruv and you're in business. Isn't that amazing? Then he goes on to say that over here it's not a kashin. This situation, he writes for Habeis Meir. He just points out, the Beis Meir says that in this instance over here we have the awning. You don't need really to get into the case of the Rambam. Why not? He doesn't say this why, but ayin shantam, it could be it's because of the roof. I don't know why. I'm guessing maybe it's because in this situation you have a roof. Bigly, you have a roof. It could be over here there's more of a reason to be makel. Or probably a very small area. If you have an awning underneath, it's less than 15 feet. See, today we live in a big world. We have big hasakas. 15, 10 amos today is no big deal, right? In ancient times, a little cubicle, go to Eretz Yisrael, you know, everything is economized. Space, even one little square amos is very, very valuable. But here outside, 10 amos, 15 feet is no big deal. But he writes that if the area is less than 10 amos by 10 amos, that's another place where you can be lenient. And even the Rambam will admit that you can make a quadruple Tzuras HaPesach. It's only when you have a larger area where the Rambam is machmir, you may not make a quadruple Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, but I think this is a very fascinating thing to keep in mind. It's unbelievable. You have the Rambam, you have Machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah says Lochosh, and here in the Ramah, back in Shin Samach Zayin, he tells us the Eitzah what to do, not Lefi the Rambam, and he points out, I'm telling you not the Rambam, because all of the Acharonim tell us you don't have to follow the Rambam, you can be maker like the Magen Avraham, and you can make an Eruv with four poles in a very large area, and Gol Puk Chazi Ma Amar Devar, the Olam is Samach on this. That's the way it is. Wherever you go out of New York City, you go out, wherever you go, there's an Eruv, and the Eruvs are constructed with poles in Tzuras HaPesach, and you don't have Oymed Meruba. As I mentioned yesterday, in metropolitan areas, cities where they make Eruvim, okay, there are many issues, so I'm not getting into any political issues of making Eruvim in Brooklyn or Manhattan or cities that have the big numbers, 3 million people or close to it. Putting aside those other issues, one, there are many times very big leniency, is that you do have Oymed Meruba. When you make an Erev in a metropolitan area, many times the perimeter of where you want to make the Erev is city blocks, and those city blocks, you have multiple houses or buildings and structures, and those structures is more than the open area in the street. Or it's at least, it's close to 50-50, whatever it is. And that is very nice thing, that you close up the other areas, however you do so, but you still preserve Oymed Merubeh. Okay, so this is a very big, big topic in the law of Eruvim, and Baruch Hashem, we've seen it here inside. Now we go back. More minutes, we'll discuss how to make a Tzuras HaPesach. Very easy halachas. It's all very logical. We're going back to where we came from. 436. Shin Samach Beis, page 436. Yud Aleph. Se'if Yud Aleph. Mahu Tzuras HaPesach. How does one construct a Tzuras HaPesach? We'll see on the next page all the pictures. Simple. Kone mikan, v'kone mikan, v'kone al gabe. Right? Kone mikan, a pole here, and a pole on top. Afilu eino agea bohem ella, even if the pole on top does not touch the pole on the bottom, provided ella sheyesh b'neim kama amos, and there is a distance between the top pole and the bottom pole, many amos, it's okay. Uvilvad sheyehei goiva hakonim shemikanu mikan asor tvachim, provided that the height of the konim are at least 10 tvachim. V'yumichuvonim kineged kon elyon, this should be right opposite the kon elyon. In other words, this is what you see. Let's go turn to the next page. So we took a look at the pictures. Okay, look at the pictures. They don't really show the pictures. You don't really show the picture. The good one. The good one is. There's not even one good picture, because the good picture is so simplistic, we don't even need to discuss it. All the pictures here are the problem here. Okay, so there, what he says as follows. Now let me just give you the modern day application, what he means. Telephone wires. Okay, today, almost everywhere, when you go out on the street today, in Brooklyn Flatbush, they still have telephone poles. They're not yet buried underground. But the way the telephone poles are made today is you have a big pole, which can be even 100 amas.
I mean, so electric poles.
Electric poles, right? Electric poles, or the telephone wire poles, whatever they are. And then there are wires. So in many cities, many communities, they want to use the telephone wires to serve as the eruv. At least on one side, two sides, whatever you whatever they do, there are certain sections, major sections, they use telephone. So how could that be a tzuras haPesach? Because you have a pole, the wire is a pole on top, and you have poles all along on the bottom. Those are no good. Why are they no good? Because if you look at the way they are constructed, the wire runs along the side of the pole. They put up a pole, and they have spikes coming out of the pole, and the wires rest on the spikes, on this side, on this side. Never do you have the wire resting on top of the pole. It doesn't exist. No one today, in this day and age, will have a pole and have the wire have a spike on the top, and the wire will run directly above the top, the tip of the pole. That is not a halachic tzuras haPesach. A tzuras haPesach must have a pole here, a pole there, and you have to have something that comes that is directly rests directly on top of the pole. So using a telephone wire, where the telephone wire is not resting on top of the pole, but is resting on a spike that comes out of the pole, is clearly no good. But the Mechaber tells us a very simple solution to rectify the situation. All you need, you don't have to have the wire on top, or the pole, or the beam on top, make contact with the pole. It can be even, there can be a gap. As long as the pole is directly beneath the wire. So let's go back to our telephone wire case. Here's the telephone pole. And there's a spike coming out. And here's the wire. All you need to do is attach another pole to your tall telephone pole. It should be thick enough. It only has to be 10 tzvachim. It doesn't have to be 25 feet. Be 10 tzvachim, it's almost nothing, 10 tzvachim. You attach to the pole, it should come out enough or be positioned in an area where it's directly underneath the wires running above. That way I have a pole here, I have a pole here, and the wire that's all the way up here is directly above my pole. So this pole is my kone mikan, is my kone mikan, and my kone al gaben. And this indeed is how it is done all over the world today, where they use the telephone wires. You have the telephone pole, and you have to go look. They create some type of I don't think I ever even saw it myself. I don't know. I'm not really into this, but that's what they say. That's what I read in the books. You have the pole spike, and they put in the ground. Either it's attached to the pole, because sometimes today they make the spikes very wide. Depending on what type of pole you're using, they make this, and it can come out that the wire is like 5 feet away from the pole. You have to make sure that your kone mikan, your halachic pole that's 10 tefachim tall is directly beneath the wire above. That's how it's done. And the other issue with telephone wires is they sag. That's a problem. On the purpose, they don't make the wires tight. Anyone in engineering will rip. It's dangerous in the storm. You have to give it some leeway to blow in the wind. That's mitzias. So there's a very big question. To what degree, how much is it allowed to sag that it's still called a koneh? If it sags a lot, there are certain formulas, there are certain halachic considerations. I don't know the details, but it's a problem. Sometimes telephone wires are disqualified when they sag too much. You have this more in the rural areas where they are very, you know, in Flatbush over here, I don't think it's a problem. I mean, I don't know if they use it all. I don't know if they use it here. It could be they have other things they use. Because here, in a residential area, they don't make the poles that tall. And everybody poles that tall, and the poles are pretty close to each other, so it doesn't sag too much. When you go, you see these pictures, you go out of town, you go out west, and they have these telephone, these electric lines. And between one pole and another pole, you're dealing with a half a mile, so that's a whole different type of story, and there the wires sag a lot. And that's how they make it on purpose. It's not on purpose. So when it sigs to that degree, that's already a different story. That's already more of a problem. But if you notice, say they have new techniques, new technology. What they do is they have steel. I've seen this. They have the poles. And they know the wire don't just sag anymore. They have from pole to pole steel wire, which is very tight. It's very tight. And then they have the electric wire, so the cables clipped to the steel wire. So the steel wire
is like a support.
Yeah, support. And that's very strong. And that doesn't sag. Obviously it has to sag a little bit, but it's pretty tight. And then the cables, which is material which cannot possibly, you can't possibly tighten it to that degree, you would ruin it. It's connected with hooks, like a shower curtain, to the steel cable that runs from pole to pole. All of these are considerations, things which I use right out of the formulas we use to create today modern day eruv. That's exactly what it is. I'll just send it up the sif. So long as mechuvanim connect the kone elyon, the im chibra kone elyon l'shnei konem oil echamehem min atzad. Let's say you connect the kone, the upper kone l'shnei konem oil echamehem min atzad. Right, that's no good. Let's go turn to the look. Turn to the next. Look at the picture. The picture on the next page. Let's say picture number 50. See picture number 50. That's no good. Like that's really what a telephone wire is today. That's what he's saying. That's no good. Then he concludes, Loi Mahani, it's no good. That is not good. That's another halacha. That the konim on the side, as this also becomes an issue. I vaguely remember hearing this many years ago. I went to a convention. I went to a national council. Every year they have a convention. National Council of Young Israel, where they bring down like the top, they rent out a hotel for a few days, they bring down like they have a theme. And they bring down the top people who are experts in that halachic union. There are a lot of lately, obviously, they do a lot of counseling. They're very into counseling issues. But in those days, they were more into halachic issues. So the theme was Eruvin, modern day Eruvin. And it was fascinating. They have Herschel Schachter was there, and they brought out people that are, you know, the biggest people, you know, the biggest experts in the field of Eruvim, who go and they set up Eruvim in metropolitan areas. And, you know, all the issues of how to do it, or how it's done, and they have slides and pictures, and they show all these different things.
It has to be
shown at the Mimkabla Delas, a door. So this makeshift conduit that you attach to your telephone pole, it has to be strong enough that you can attach a door. Now, a door, you know, what kind of door are you dealing with? A door like this? This door weighs a ton, weighs 200 pounds. You go and stick a little stick into the ground. A little stick in the ground is not able to support a door, especially a door to enclose an area of 10 amos. So it just means, afilu shel kash oy shel konim. The door doesn't have to be a door, a metal door, a wooden door. It can be a door made out of straw. But you know, a straw door also takes up weight. A door that can close up an area of 10 amos of straw also can weigh a good 20 pounds. So the kone that you use to create your Tzuzah Pesach has to be significant. So it's not right going in the country. They put up sometimes the kone, it's a piece of garbage. They put up, you know, they make their room all around the whole bungalow, and they stick into the ground like a piece of wood that is, it's worthless. Like it just, in the wind, it can come. That's not called the kone. You have to have, the kone has to be solid. 2x4. It doesn't have to be so solid, obviously, but it has to be able to be makabel adelas, a door. At least a door shel kasho shel konim, avol kone sha'al gabon. But, all about the kone on top, that can be a fishing string. That doesn't have to be. The truth is, the fishing string, they're very strong. They're stronger than the wood. We know that today. But avol kone shel gabon, sag, you can catch a shark with those fishing strings, but yet it doesn't have to be. That can be very light. Avol kone shel gabem, sagi b'kol shu, v'afilu gimi, even reed mahani. Okay, one more halacha, very quick halacha, kippa. An arch. Is an arch called a... Is it called a kone agabov? So it says here, kippa, an arch, perish sha'ar, a gate, he'osui k'kippa, very popular in Eretz Yisrael. In America, you don't see this too much, but in Eretz Yisrael, I mean, this is the standard. The top is always an arch, a stone, of course. Im Yesh Biraglecha Dehainu Koidim Sheskel Hisagel Asar Tvachim Muteres Mishum Tzuras HaPesach. Okay. As long as you have at least 10 tvachim of vertical height before it begins to curve on top, you're okay. But if you start lower than 10 tvachim and you have a curve, even though the top of the curve comes to 10 tvachim, that's no good. You have to start with a height. The mezuzos have to at least be 10 tvachim, and then you can have your little arch. That's okay. That's also called a tzuras ha-pesach. So you'll ask me right away, oh, so when it sags, right? So when it sags, it's an arch. That's not an arch. When it sags, reverse arch is not a halachic arch. An arch has to be strong to go. Has to go. That shows that it's chozak. When it's like that, it's not the derech. It's not the derech of a tzura sapesach. It has to have the tzura of a tzura sapesach. You don't find people in their homes, fancy million-dollar home, when you come in, it's sagging. Going up. Oh, that's a chochma. Oh, how do you do that? How do you get those bricks? It's a very big chochma. To get those bricks, you know, they're all there. Adrabe, it's so strong. Each brick is machazing the other brick. But to get it there for the first time, that's actually a very big chochma. You're dealing with wet cement. It's not gonna go so easily to get that up there in one shot. Okay, that concludes this simin. We'll stop here. Up to Simon Shin Samach Gimel. This is a new section. If you look in the beginning of the Sefer, they have all the sections. So we have concluded. I think we have concluded an entire section. Is that true? Shin Samach Gimel Vulechi Shin Samach. No, not yet. Three more. Okay, three more simonim until we conclude this section.